Roses on KDWB. This woman's got so much to say. I don't even know where to start. There's so many things about this story that I just love. But at the same time, remember, you guys, it's not supposed to be funny.
No, it's her real life.
It's her real life. But I think even she admits, Kelly admits, that there's some part of the story that's absolutely ridiculous. But let's start off. Hi, Kelly.
Hi.
First of all, who are we talking about here? It's your boyfriend or your husband?
It's my boyfriend.
Okay. And there's a suspicion for several different reasons, but tell me about what's going on.
So my boyfriend and I met this woman in a bags tournament at a brewery last year, and like sidebar, bags is like the trashiest kind of tournament there is.
Is it really? I did not know that. I didn't know bags tournaments are full of trashy drunks or people with like bad haircut. What trashy? How? What do you mean trashy?
All of the above. Like, it's just all trash.
So people who play bags, so you want to make a blanket statement, people who play bags in a tournament are trash.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Okay, woo! Great.
You're going to fire up the Minnesotans around here.
Well, you know what's funny is, the Minnesota Bags Corporation or team or tournament, they're going to get all over me. I didn't say it.
We did not say it.
I played bags exactly one time in my life, and that was at the Minnesota Beer Festival last summer because there was nothing else to do there except play bags. Okay, so you met her at a bags tournament. Tell me about her.
Yeah, so we met this girl, and she introduced herself as, she was like, "Hi, I'm Kendra from Days of Our Lives." And that's exactly how she introduced herself to us. And she said she just had a recurring role on the show, so we would believe her. We believed her because, I mean, like, why wouldn't we?
But that's later, weird, though, that she would, because I would never go up to anybody and say, "Hi, hey, how are you? I'm Dave Ryan from KDWB."
Yeah.
Unless I was, like, in a business meeting or something.
Or you were on stage introducing yourself to an audience or something.
But she has a recurring role on Days of Our Lives, so she's proud of it. And so she comes up.
That's what
and,
I'm thinking. Yeah, she's proud of it, wants to just, like,
still,
you know,
weird.
Get some attention from it. Yeah, and I mean, I believed her, but I was the same way. I was like, that's kind of weird. So later, like, we looked her up, and she was, like, she was never on the show. And that show's been on forever, and I lurked, like, super deep back, you know, like, to the, like, decades ago.
Kendra is her real name, not her character's name.
Yes.
So it's possible, it's possible that she could have played somebody on Days of Our Lives back in the day.
Well, I went on IMDb and I lurked super deep, and they show people's pictures most of the time, like next to their, you know,
the cast.
And,
yeah.
Yeah. And I did not see her face at all.
That's a or funny thing to make up.
Well, you know, that sounds like something that like a 12-year-old would say. Did you know that I was on Full House?
Were you? Right. And the parents were like, no.
Okay. So Kendra from Days of Our Lives, but your boyfriend, he kind of like had a little crush on her.
After we left, he was like, "Oh, she was super funny and cute," which like pissed me off because I'm like, "Well, I'm funny and cute, and I'm your girlfriend."
Valid point. You have valid points there.
So you thought that would be the end of it, but now you're on War of the Roses, not just because of that, but because of them shenanigans that made you suspicious.
Well, yeah, because we found out that we do have like some mutual friends, and so like once in a while, like we'll hang out. Well, this was all, you know, pre-COVID when people used to get together, but we would hang out like with friends and stuff and see her once in a while. But since then, he went and told me that he went and put like helped her put a backsplasher in like in a, you know, kitchen. She was redoing it.
Yeah.
And that was months ago, and he was like, "Oh, I randomly helped her." And I was like, "Well, you couldn't have told me you were going to do that. Like, you didn't even tell me." And
so after the fact, he's like, "Oh, I went. Oh, by the way, I was at Kendra's house putting in a backsplash."
Yeah, and it was like, "Oh, I just went to grab a drink with Joey." Like, that's what we said. Like he was seeing his best guy friend.
Okay.
But Kendra's as girl. But then he was like, "Well," he kind of was like, "It's kind of," he thought it was odd that I would care, and he thought that it wasn't even a big deal. And I don't know, we both had COVID over a month ago, and we're past it now, but we haven't been hanging out with anyone in months, and I don't, like, I want to know how he got it.
Oh my God, so you threw that out there, like, it's like, you know, casual, like, oh, by the way, yeah, I've just had lunch, I just had COVID. And your boyfriend had COVID, and you're both fine.
Yeah, he got it first, and then I got it from him, and he, like, we both worked from home, and so he said, oh, I must have, like, you know, got it from the grocery store, because that's the only place he goes.
But
you suspect it's from Kendra.
Right, because when he would go on grocery runs, like, the couple of times he's been gone for, like, way too long for just a grocery run. And I called him, and he, like, conveniently forgot his phone at home. And it's been two different times that he's been gone, like, on a really long grocery run and forgot his phone at home. And we have, like, tracked my iPhone, and he knows it. And...
Oh, wow. Then, you know what? All of this is a lot of evidence.
And there's more.
Oh.
And there's more.
Okay.
What else?
Well, so recently I noticed he had like rug burns on his knees. And I noticed because they were like sticking, to the sheets. And he's like, oh, they're not rug burns. They're from burpees. And he works out. Like, sometimes, but, like, at home, but, like, no, it's not, I just don't believe that it's from burpees.
Okay,
I'm like, I've done burpees before, not well, and even I did not skin up my knees, because your knees aren't supposed to touch the ground.
But
you jump back up.
A rug burn's bad enough that they were sticking to the sheets.
Yeah, it was like not. It was very noticeable.
Okay, that's nasty.
Is
there anything else, Kelly?
No, that's pretty much.
That's enough.
They shouldn't need anything else. A lot.
That's enough. Okay, I'm not even going to talk to you any longer than this because we got to make the phone call.
Yeah.
Because we got stuff to do. So let's tell you what. What do you think about this one? Tell me what you think. Is this overwhelming evidence? Can you get a rug burn from burpees? Did a girl named Kendra really ever have a role on Days of Our Lives?
That's what I want to know.
Have you ever met anybody who introduced themselves as the character or as the TV show? I can't imagine. Even if I worked at 3M, I wouldn't say, hi, I'm Dave from 3M. That's just weird.
Yeah, but I'm going to start now because I like the way it sounds.
Okay. Good luck with that. Fallon from KDWB will be right back with War of the Roses. Text us, call us, let us know what you think. We'll make the phone call in a minute. I'm Dave Ryan from KDWB. Hi, I'm Dave Ryan from KDWB.
Oh my gosh, nice to meet you.
Yeah, it is nice to meet me. I work over at KDWB. I don't know if I mentioned that. That's so basically, cool. On War of the Roses, there's a girl named Kendra, and she introduced herself to this woman and her husband, her boyfriend. Hi, I'm Kendra from Days of Our Lives, which is really weird because if you did have a part on Days of Our Lives, you probably wouldn't go up and say...
The weird one.
And by the way, somebody said they were just blown away. They thought Days of Our Lives was a fictional show that only came from the TV show Friends, because Joey on Friends had a part on Days of Our Lives. Maybe he knows Kendra.
Maybe.
All right. Let me talk to some people here. What's going on? We're going to talk to Jonathan, our legal eagle, to get a little insight on this, too. So, first of all, Emmett from Minneapolis, what do you think's going on? Is he messing around, or is it just a bunch of bad luck, Emmett?
Oh, my goodness. Did you hear what he said when he went to go help her with her kitchen? Backsplash? Like, just listen to the word.
Backsplash? Why backsplash? Why is
what is that?
Is that sounds dirty?
It does sound dirty. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, backsplash is a kitchen thing. Emmett.
Backsplash,
I will say.
Emmett. Do you know what a backsplash is in a kitchen?
Yeah, of course I do. But okay. I'm just saying, I feel like he was on the spot and he kind of just said whatever.
Oh,
I get what you're saying. You're saying
backsplash.
So in other words, like, where were you? I was helping her at her house. Doing what? Backsplash. I got you, Emmett.
I'm looking up backsplash on Urban Dictionary.
Look it up on Urban Dictionary.
Else.
Next call. We're going to go to Pavel, I believe, in Rosemount. Good morning.
Good morning.
Did I say your name right?
Yeah, Pavel.
Pavel. Okay, so.
Jason is off, but you're there.
Okay.
Tell me what you think is going on War of the Roses.
I mean, he's definitely cheating. It. Come on. You know, leaving the phone at home, gone for a long period of time, shopping around the rug burn, that's a dead giveaway. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah.
Where else are you going to get rug burns from?
He exactly. said he got rug True. Burns from doing burpees, which, but I don't know whether no. that's possible.
Well, no, maybe. Everyone is texting in saying that you do not, your knees don't touch.
They shouldn't touch, but there's some people that are like doing modified burpees, I'm sure.
Okay, but that piled on with all the other stuff, the backsplash, the COVID, the phone left at home, the long trip, the girl from Days of Our Lives.
Let I like to believe.
I know you do. Let me talk to Stephanie. You have a similar story. You met a celebrity, but they were totally different. What happened, Steph?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you fine.
Oh, wonderful. So, yeah, I met somebody. We were under the Eiffel Tower out in Paris, and she was extremely humble. She said, oh, I'm just part of a little TV show, and she didn't say anything more. And so we're like, oh, that's cool. And then we looked her up later, and it turns out she was on Bones and Nikita, and she had this reoccurring thing on Bones. We were like, oh my god, I can't believe we just met her. But she did not say who she was or anything. So yeah, I think she definitely was not on Days of Our Lives.
I agree, because I'm like, usually if you are a bigger person, you would downplay it because you don't want people to like fawn over you at the Eiffel Tower. Whereas if you're maybe someone smaller, you're like, you don't have attention yet, so you want it.
You know, I've known DJs who, once they get a little teeny tiny taste of fame,
yep.
they want to be recognized everywhere they go, to the point of talking loudly so people will say, oh my god,
seriously?
You were
in your voice?
Oh, yes.
Gosh.
Yeah, and it's like, dude, you're a DJ. The guys on the tightrope at the Renaissance Festival are bigger celebrities than you are.
They're more talented.
Get over yourself. Let's make the phone call on KWB to find out who's going to send roses to. Here we go.
We're going to send the dozen long-stem romantic roses out by the end of this week. I'll grab the name from you first, and then we'll grab the address and stuff. So what's the first and last name of the recipient?
Kendra.
Okay. And you can attach a card, like normal roses, if you want. What would you like that to say?
Just something simple, like hope to see you soon.
Okay.
Now, people get on me for jumping on too fast here, so I don't want to jump on too fast.
You let it breathe a little bit then. We got the card, you know. That's the big thing people attack you over.
I have a little, like, kind of a surprise for you. People say, oh, I love surprises, but that means they love good surprises. This is not a good surprise. But, Jacob, it is a surprise nonetheless. Listening into this whole phone call right now was your girlfriend, Kelly. And Kelly was hoping that you would send those roses to her.
Oh, well, if I would have known she was listening, I would have.
Well, of course you would have. If I'd known my wife was watching, I wouldn't have been feeling up Steve.
Whoa.
So
yikes. Me feeling down?
It's a whole, of course you would have. That's not a good excuse. But she was suspicious. But she's listening. Say hi, Kelly.
Hi, Jacob.
Hey, babe. What's up with all of this?
Yeah.
What is up with it?
That's why I'm here, to find out.
To find out what exactly?
Why you're sending roses to Kendra and not to me?
They were free. I don't want you to take it as some sort of sign of something. I'm just sending them to a friend. She doesn't know anybody here. I didn't think that you would care if you got roses.
She doesn't know anybody here. Did she? And she used to work in L.A. She was on Days of Our Lives. Mm-hmm. We understand. Is that right?
That's what she says. Yeah.
So you don't know. This kind of perked my interest right away, because when we found out, by the way, my name's Dave.
Hi.
And I work at KWB, and that's Fallon. And we are on the radio right now discussing this whole thing.
Oh.
So we found out that when you met Kendra, she introduced herself as Kendra from Days of Our Lives.
Yeah, she did.
Do you know whether she actually, because your girlfriend, Kelly, said that she's done some deep dives and couldn't find any evidence of that.
Yeah, I don't really know either.
You were with me.
She mentioned
it. Anything?
Have you?
No,
ever asked
we looked and we couldn't really find anything. But I don't know. That doesn't really mean much. Although when I bring it up with her, she kind of changes the subject. So I don't know. I just kind of let her have it.
Okay, I gotcha. So if you're like, so when, what years did you work and how much did you make? She'd be like, oh, that's not important. I don't really want to talk about. I don't want to talk about the past.
Yeah. Who? Like...
but okay. So she's just a friend, and she doesn't know anybody here, but you should have sent roses not to her, but to your girlfriend, Kelly, probably, right?
Yeah, I mean, I guess so. I just, she, I mean, she has friends. She has me. We see each other every day. I got her flowers like 2 weeks ago, so I figured, why not send these to someone who might need them?
But you can see how that looks bad. I mean, after the backsplash installation that you didn't tell Kelly about, and the trips to the grocery store where you forget your phone and you're gone for a long time. I mean, it all kind of adds up to make Kelly suspicious.
I mean, I guess I can see it from that perspective, but none of it is like that. All of that stuff actually happened.
And I mean, Jacob, why would I not want roses 2 weeks in a row? I don't know any girl that would be like, oh, thanks for sending me roses again. Like, no one's ever going to not be like excited about it.
I don't know. I didn't give it that much thought. My phone rang. I picked it up. Somebody said, here are some free flowers. And I was like, oh, this friend of mine who doesn't know anybody else but me might like them. I didn't mean it to be a slight against you. I didn't. I love you.
Let me ask you this one, though. What about the, we heard you had rug burns on your knees. And how can you explain the rug burns on your knees?
I do burpees at home, which is like a multi-point exercise where part of it is getting down on your knees and jumping up from that position. So the mat that I use, it rubs against my skin. It chafes and it
gives you,
I have rug burns.
But for the first time ever in your history of doing burpees, you have rug burns. I don't know whether I believe you.
So you should, because for the first time in my life, I've been stuck inside my house for months on end now. I've been doing a lot more working out.
Speaking of which, you were stuck inside the house, and yet you were able to catch COVID somehow. And I'm glad you're both okay. But
we are.
That seems odd that you caught COVID, because I've been to the grocery store a bunch of times. I haven't caught it.
Yeah, so are millions of other people. I just got unlucky. I mean, it sounds an awful lot like you guys are trying to paint me into a corner here.
I haven't done anything wrong.
I tried to be nice to my friend.
Yeah.
I don't know. What Kelly believes or thinks.
I think you painted yourself into the corner, and I'm just trying to figure out why.
Well, if I did, I did it blindfolded. I had no idea that it was happening. I'm just a stupid guy, honestly. I don't think about things.
Well, you know what, Jacob? I mean, I'm going to be watching you like a hawk from now on, because things aren't just adding up.
That sounds fair. That sounds good. Watch me all you want. I have nothing to hide.
That was Dave Ryan's War of the Roses on 101.3 KDWB.
I still can't get over the I'm Kendra from Days of Our Lives. Who does that?
No,
so
yeah.
I guess our listeners did some research. They found out there was a Kendra on General Hospital.
Yep.
She also may have been an extra on Days of Our Lives. But if you're an extra, I was an extra in Little Big League, and I was an extra in a couple of other movies, and I never go around saying, I'm Dave, I was an extra in Little Big League. I was the voice of the DJ in Joe Somebody.
You actually do mention that on the radio frequently.
Not frequently. I mentioned that I'm in Mensa, the High IQ Society.
Yeah, yeah,
that's probably once
you
a week or so.
You haven't done that in a while. Someone actually messaged the other day and said, Dave hasn't mentioned he's in Mensa in a while. Is he okay?
Well, I don't think that I need to, because when you hear how intelligent I sound.
Good point.
It's like, wow, he is really well spoken.
Someone said he's full of S. Someone else said, bro is cheating. And Kelly is definitely going to believe him. Someone else said, Steve, wouldn't going on knees be more difficult and possibly cause damage?
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
Yeah.
I'm just saying it's possible, though.
Okay.
I'm saying, like, by mistake.
We're doing the Throwback Threesome a little bit. Now, normally, after every War of the Roses, last couple of months, we had a great time talking to Jonathan from Fogle Family Law.
Yes.
Jonathan Fogle gives us some insight on this when he's camping with his family right now.
Oh.
So he's out of town. We tried to call him, and he's probably, like, deep in the woods somewhere and can't get a cell signal.
Doesn't he know that you're not allowed to take a vacation from the show?
I think we have him.
Oh, we do. Is he on the phone now? On the bottom one?
The bottom.
Okay,
yes,
let me talk to him.
Yes,
hey, Mr. Camper, how's it going out there?
Hey.
It might not have the greatest cell signal. Mm-hmm. Okay, Jonathan, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, it's not going to work.
No.
Tell him that we're sorry, but it's not going to work. Okay.
Yeah.
He is camping. Everybody gets the right to take a couple of days off and go camping with the family. But here's what Jonathan said. He says...
Because he emailed you.
He emailed me with some notes. He said, he said, first of all, should I introduce myself as Jonathan from Fogle Family Law from now on? Hi, I'm Jonathan from Fogle Family Law.
Yeah, I think so.
What I focused on was the mention of COVID. This has been an extremely high amount of fighting between divorced parents, even married couples, regarding COVID regulations.
Mm.
He says, I had a ton of calls from parents who were concerned the other parent is not following the CDC guidelines. they are then asking to modify custody or parenting time so the other parent doesn't see the kids. So in other words, if Steve and I have kids together and Steve's out at parties and all, you know, like not wearing a mask, I might say, I'm not going to let you go.
Yeah.
So here's the problem. Jonathan says when COVID first hit, the courts were overwhelmed with cases like this. They actually had to issue specific guidelines as to when you could bring a motion. They basically said, unless you can prove that Steve has COVID, don't come to court and ask for a modification.
Ah, I get it.
So in other words, just because your partner or your ex is not being completely safe, you can't come to court unless you know they have COVID.
I believe it's called hearsay.
Here's what people, unfortunately, people took matters in their own hands and stopped allowing kids to go or be refused to do the drop-offs or pickups. That caused chaos for the kids. He says, I just recently had a new divorce that the husband told me one of the reasons he was filing was because his wife would not wear a mask and she was not having the kids wear masks. He said they just no longer had the same values. Here's the takeaway. Have discussions about CDC guidelines and being on the same page as your partner or even your ex can hopefully avoid arguments and possibly divorce. And that is from Jonathan from Fogel Family Law. He's on vacation now, but you can get a hold of him for a free consultation a little bit later on. FogelFamilyLaw.com.
I just want to read this text. Can we talk about this guy trying to explain burpees, a well-known exercise, and additionally explains it wrong? And he did. And I didn't say anything to him. He explained burpees wrong.
Go ahead.
It's not what he explained. It's like it's a more fluid motion. I don't know. He explained it wrong. And I am not an athlete, but I know what a burpee is like, and they're awful.
You go from standing up to you squat down. You put your feet out back behind you,
like you're doing a push-up.
Then you jump back and put your feet up by your hands. Yeah. Then you jump up in the air with your arms up in the air. That's a burpee, right?
I clap at the top. That's my thing.
Is it?
There's some people who throw a push-up in the burpee.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's people who do push-ups. That's like when, you know, when I'm real.
There are people like me who's like, nope, not going to do that one.
Yeah, Steve and I did a workout one time where we had to do burpees, mountain climbers, and stairs.
I remember.
100 times. It was the worst workout of my life.
Yep, yep. It was like called the pyramid. I'm like, get out of here. I don't want anything to do with this thing ever again.